means we got the right, the freedom to govern ourselves and to make bad choices sometimes, not just good choices. But the idea that to be free, I need some bureaucrat in Washington to determine the curriculum for my child in Washington State, that's not freedom. True freedom, the local communities, the parents would decide what kind of curriculum the kids are going to have. We already talked about atheistic communism that slaughtered almost 100 million of their own people during peacetime in the 20th century. I got a hand to atheistic communism. They treat all people equally. They enslave all mankind equally, unless you're a member of the Communist Party, and there is no religious freedom. That's not a step forward. What about Islam? Well, when you look at Muhammad, it was nothing but military conquest. I mean, the first 300 years of Christianity, you can sum it up in one word, persecution. Christians were defenseless and persecuted. The first millennium of Islam, nothing but conquest. I mean, if we were ancient Christians, I could tell you, well, accept Christ. I mean, you could say, well, what's it going to do for me? Well, you probably lose your job, probably lose a lot of your friends. People are going to want to beat up on you. They might even kill you. Okay? Now, Muhammad tries to convince you to become a Muslim. Well, what's in it for me? Well, we're going to conquer a town over there, a village over there. We get all their goods. We get their woman. We get rich. You can make a lot of money by following me. Okay, there's blood on Muhammad's sword. Okay? I don't think that Osama bin Laden hijacked Islam. All you got to do is read the Quran. Osama bin Laden takes the Quran seriously. And so he's got jihad against the non-Muslim world. And the Islamic faith is a bloody, cruel faith. Military conquest, terrorism, no religious freedom. Saudi Arabia, they're supposed to be good guys, according to our politicians today. You realize if you convert somebody from Islam to Christianity, you could be put to death in Saudi Arabia today? What kind of freedom is that? Slavery still goes on in Islamic countries. In the Sudan? Christians are being sold, children are being sold, sometimes just as slaves for their work, and other times they're being sold to be sex toys of the ruthless people who are buying them. No woman's rights. I mean, if you tell me, you tell me that a woman can only show her eyes and nothing else in most of these countries influenced by Islam, that's a step forward for women's rights? I don't think so. By the way, the women's rights movement, it was started by Christians. Now that movement got hijacked by lesbians, communists, other liberals, and now Wiccans, modern-day witches, neo-pagans. What about Hindu pantheism? It's an otherworldly pantheism. The emphasis is on future reincarnations. You get nothing but neglect, poverty, disease. Why? Because if you're suffering, if I help alleviate your suffering, I just slow down your attainment of nirvana. Now you got to be reincarnated and suffer for it all over again. So you get nothing but neglect. That's why people like Mother Teresa, who professed faith in Christ, had to go over there and help the people because they weren't going to get the help from their fellow Hindus. The caste system. If you're going to leave a lower caste and go to a higher caste, good luck. Just hope to be reincarnated into a higher caste. Okay? No woman's rights. You know, some Hindu branches, when a Hindu male dies and they're burning his corpse, they burn his live widow with him. Oh, that's a step forward for woman's rights. I tell you, when I'm reading this stuff to you, I'm reading what our world is going to look like if Christianity is stifled. Okay? And again, no religious freedom. Neo-paganism is also pantheism, God, belief that God is the universe and man is God, but it's a this-worldly pantheism. Okay? And as a this-worldly pantheism, their goal is not a future reincarnation, but the ushering in of the new age right here and now. That leads to genocide, millions tortured and slaughtered as in Nazi Germany. Again, no woman's rights. Adolf Hitler encouraged German ladies to have single German ladies to have sex with Aryan males, white Aryan males, to reproduce as many of the master race as possible, and then they were raised in government-run orphanages. And again, no religious freedom. Neo-paganism, that's what the world, with the direction the world is going right now. Atheistic evolution, survival of the fittest leads to racism and genocide. The Nazis, as well as the atheistic communists in the Soviet Union, held to some form of evolutionary theory. The real history of Christianity, did it lead to all the wars of mankind? No. We built the hospitals, the schools, the orphanages. We fought to abolish slavery. We fought for women's rights. We fought to feed the hungry. Okay? Everything has been twisted upside down. Ancient Rome, they referred to Christians as they were persecuting them as the haters of mankind. History is repeating itself today. Now, what am I preaching doom and gloom? No. The good news is, whether we live in a free society or a society that imprisons us and tortures us and tries to put us to death like they did the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter, the good news is our job description remains the same. If I live in a free society, my main job is to know Jesus personally and to make Him known. And if I live in a slave society that outlaws Christianity and persecutes me for that, my job description is to personally know Jesus and to proclaim His name and to make His name known. Our job description doesn't change at all. I just want you to be aware of what's going on in the world. Things are getting ugly. You can't turn your back on the God of the Bible and then live happily ever after. And unfortunately, we're going to find that out if Western civilization doesn't turn back to the God of the Bible. God bless you.